This training meeting is of consummate importance. We've heard from the president of the church and six members of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles, each giving pertinent instruction. And now, in conclusion, something to carry with you. These handbooks, prepared with much time and energy by so many, are not to be read as a lesson or a book. It is a reference book to be examined carefully to begin with and thereafter to be visited as needed. There's a prevailing message in the beginning of these introductory headings: God the Father's plan for his eternal family. The next heading explains the premortal family of God. It then describes the role of families and the role of the church in God's plan for his children. There are many headings in the handbook. Under these headings and throughout the chapters 1 and 2 of Book 2, important doctrine is emphasized. In addition, when viewed as a whole, the handbooks now provide for simplification and flexibility. Let me underline that, for simplification and flexibility. As the church has grown in size, it always seems to grow in complexity. There are so many programs and procedures that need to pull together in harmony. We all wish for patterns of administration that mirror the simplicity of the gospel. Many years ago, President J. Reuben Clark, speaking for the first presidency, made an inspired statement warning that too much regimentation in the church would have the effect of nullifying revelation. The work of the church in all fields is standing in grave danger of being regimented down to the minutest detail. The result of that will be that not only will all initiative be crushed out, but all opportunity for the working of the Spirit will be eliminated. The church has not been built on that principle. And now this simple scripture: but notwithstanding those things which are written, it always has been given to the elders of my church from the beginning, and ever shall be, that they shall conduct all meetings as they are directed and guided by the Holy Spirit. I repeat, but notwithstanding those things which are written, it always has been given to the elders of my church from the beginning, and ever shall be, to conduct all meetings as they are directed and guided by the Holy Spirit. If we understand that, we will not be led astray in our administration. The Lord said, "And it shall come to pass in the last days, saith God, I will pour out my Spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams." It is a spiritual work that we are about, and a spiritual work. It must be guided by the Spirit. As we read in the Doctrine and Covenants, "And they shall observe the covenants and church articles to do them. And these shall be their teachings, as they shall be directed by the Spirit. And the Spirit shall be given unto you by the prayer of faith. And if you receive not the Spirit, ye shall not teach." In our day and age, there's always the danger of establishing a church without establishing the gospel. It's not enough. We need to have the church in the lives of the members and the gospel established in the hearts of the members. In its first few pages, Handbook 2 describes the role of the church leaders, teachers, including this quote: "Priesthood and auxiliary leaders and teachers strive to help others become true followers of Jesus Christ and to assist individuals and families in this effort. If we are not careful, our members are kept so busy concerning themselves with programs and procedures and buildings and budgets that the spiritual testimony is not firmly planted. Members should be taught with the power and authority of the priesthood. They should know how significant the ordinances are and understand why it is necessary to be worthy to qualify each ordination, each blessing." I repeat, the handbooks are reference books. Much like a dictionary is a book of reference. The contents are so structured that you'll be safe by following them and be able to raise worthy families in this very, very troubled time. In order to live by the Spirit and teach by the Spirit, we can do much better than we are doing. the organization of the church or to sustain and strengthen families. Too often families are regarded as instruments to staff the organizations and complete all of the activities listed as possibilities. Priesthood officers must prayerfully consider what not to do and strive to reduce substantially the requirements upon the families. Their time and money should be spent doing things that would better be done in the family as a family. Once again, notwithstanding those things which are written, meaning regardless of what is in print, including the handbooks, it always has been given to the elders of my church from the beginning, and ever shall be, to conduct all meetings as they are directed by the, guided by the Holy Spirit. In conclusion, we face a world now that is terrifying in its influence upon the saints and their families. The adversary rejoices. We must not be discouraged. As the scripture says, shall we not go on in so great a cause? Go forward and not backward. Courage, brethren, and courage, sisters. Go on and on to the victory. I invoke the blessing of the Lord upon you as you move to have the families in the church strengthened, and by that strengthen the whole church, and do so in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.